now. Hey, Imani J, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you down in Nelson where you're from right now? Is that where you're calling in?
I'm actually in Auckland.
Oh.
I actually fly to London tomorrow, so I'm here.
Oh, amazing. What's happening in London?
I'm actually writing my second EP, which is really exciting. And I've got a couple of shows there as well.
Oh, that's incredible. So that's is that Expectations?
Expectations is the EP that I just dropped.
Yep.
And then so that dropped today, which is so exciting.
Congratulations, EP day.
Thank you. Yeah, and then I'm heading off to London and writing the second EP,
so
which will come out next year.
Whoa. So you've got a quite a creative surge of energy putting things out. What's
Yeah.
Yeah, what gets you in the studio? What gets you writing music?
Honestly, I feel like it's just my everyday experiences, and I take a lot of inspiration too from like other things happening around me, like things I read in the news or like things I hear on the radio. But mainly it's just like things that are really personal to me, or how I'm feeling in a particular moment, or maybe I'll like just have an idea of like a name of a song and then I kind of like write around that. It really just depends on the day and the moment and the vibe of the song.
Yeah, and so Expectations, what's the vibe of that? How would you sum it up in a sentence?
So the whole concept of the EP is basically talking about the different expectations that we, one, put on ourselves, but also have put on us by other people and like society. And so each song kind of like explores that in a slightly different way. Like Caramel is like what you just played. It's a love song, but it's also kind of like the expectations that are on relationships. And it's kind of like, it paints this picture of like a love that's almost too good to be true. And like the kind of expectations around that.
Yeah.
And then like Part of Me, which I released last month, and it came out on the EP today. That one was about how I made the decision to leave regular school and do all my schoolwork online, and how that was a really big decision. And there was lots of like pressures, I guess, from people around me. And I guess as well, because it's not the most common thing to do. So it's like, you know, everyone's a little bit surprised. But it was really about me just like figuring out what was right for me, as opposed to like what was expected of me.
Yeah, I think the idea of sort of expectational pressure is something a lot of people can relate to. I mean, everyone, puts that on themselves or has, external factors that are weighing on them. But this is quite a big concept, heavy concept for someone who is a teenager. Is that right? Are you still a teenager?
Yeah, I'm 17.
That's bananas. That's amazing. Like, I wish I was that switched on and pulled together when I was your age. How long have you been making music for? If you're only 17, you're already sort of working on your second EP.
Honestly, I've been making music my whole life. Like, I always sang, and I kind of, like, I would just make up songs on the spot. Like, I think I have a video of me at age 4, and I'm just making up the song on the spot, and it's like an 8-minute song.
What?
And I guess, like, from there, I kind of just never stopped. I picked up guitar and piano when I was in primary school, and I was in a bunch of choirs and bands, and I also did a lot of kapahaka. And then I entered Smoke-Free Tongue at a Beats when I was 12, and I actually ended up winning that. And then I got to record my song in a studio up here in Auckland. And I think like that was really the moment that I was like, okay, this is like what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Yeah, realizing that, you can actually make something of this. Did you,
exactly.
Did you grow up in sort of a musical family? I imagine you must have some.
Yeah, I have a very musical family.
Yeah,
my mom plays piano and we just always had music playing around the house, and like they were all very supportive of like my love for music and my constant singing. I know that it wasn't always in tune.
You got to practice somehow, eh?
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Maybe it's in the shower. What sort of music did they play for you at home growing up, and has that informed your sound at all, or have you sort of found your own flavor?
I mean, funnily enough, I feel like it hasn't actually inspired much of my music, just because I feel like it's a very different genre. Like particularly in New Zealand, there's a lot of like indie pop rock kind of things. And I feel like I grew up listening to that, and it was kind of only like 2 years ago that I like discovered this whole other realm of like neo soul and like R&B and Afrobeats. And once I discovered that, I kind of like I never turned back,
Yeah,
really.
who are some of your favorite artists in that genre, or who's been sort of influential?
So I would say like icons like Michael Jackson. He's like someone that I've always been so inspired by. And I really love to like Miss Lauryn Hill, like Erykah Badu, that kind of thing. But then like more current artists, I really like Victoria Monet and who else? Like Iris Starr, Tyler, SZA particularly. She's probably one of my favorite artists.
Yes, this is amazing.
Yeah, but I think too, like I take a lot of inspiration from like Billie Eilish. She was the first artist that I ever really discovered and was just like completely obsessed with. And I don't really like, I don't make music like her, but I really like how she writes. Like I like her lyricism, and I also like how she just is as a person and as an artist. And I think like that's really inspirational.
Yeah, and I mean, she got started quite young as well and has sort of
Yeah,
stayed really true to
exactly.
herself and kind of uncompromising. And I imagine she's got a lot of expectations on her.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Nelson. Is there much of a sort of creative scene down there? Did you have peers and other people in the mix doing cool stuff?
Yeah, there's actually a really big creative scene in Nelson. So many like youth musicians and stuff. I would say not many youth musicians in the kind of genre that I play, but there are definitely a lot. And I definitely, I was in lots of bands and like choirs and stuff. And so there is a real community down there.
Yeah, that's so important, especially when you're coming up, having people that you can sort of bounce things
Yeah,
off.
for sure. And just people who understand like your passion for it.
Yeah, totally. And obviously, Nelson's a long way from the United States, where you went recently for songwriting camp in Seattle. Is that right?
So I won a scholarship actually to a songwriting camp in Seattle.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was that like as an experience? What did you sort of learn? And yeah, did it change you either professionally or creatively?
Oh, like completely. Honestly, it was like, I think it was definitely one of those moments like in my life that I see as a real like turning point and like something that I'll look back on and like can acknowledge like the huge like significance of it. I mean, like as we're talking about like community in Nelson, it was just like that, but so much more like involved because like you're spending a week with these people, like in such close quarters, and you all like share this passion. And I think too, like because everyone is so creative and everyone is so good at what they're doing, to be able to get to that point, it's like constant inspiration. Like everywhere you turn, there's some form of inspiration, and you get to work with each other, and the mentors are incredible. Yeah, it was truly like amazing.
That's so, yeah, so important. And because it's not easy being a working musician now, especially breaking into the industry. It's,
No,
yeah.
and it was really cool to connect with other like young people and other teenagers who are really like down the path of like their career, because I think like being so young, like a lot of my peers are still in high school and they're doing like their teenage things. So it was really cool to connect with like other teenagers who were doing the same thing that I was doing.
Yeah, and I imagine they were from sort of all over the world, is that right? Or,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Did you sort of notice a difference between how, yeah, in different countries artists can fund their work? Because I understand you've gotten a few sort of successful funding rounds for making music.
Yeah, well, I haven't applied for, well, I haven't received like NZ-ONEA funding or anything yet. It's just been more like through competitions, like particularly Smoke Free Rock Quest and Play It Strange is something that I've been really heavily involved with. I've had five singles recorded through Play It Strange, and then just like other, like there's a lot of other funding, around the place. But I did learn actually, there was a girl from Canada. And apparently they have really good funding there, which I thought was really interesting.
Really, what's their buzz with funding? How do they?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. She didn't explain it, and much depth, but it seems like there's just like a lot of opportunities there and a really invested music community, which is really cool.
That's cool. And obviously another way to fund music is live shows and gigs and that kind of stuff. Do you have much of that lined up? Obviously you're going to be playing in the UK, but what have you got planned here for local
Yeah, I have a
audiences?
couple shows over the summer. I'm hoping to get some more. I've got together a band, and so I did a couple shows like in the month that I've been back home here in Auckland. I mean, sorry, New Zealand. And that was really fun. I think like live performance is one of my favorite aspects of this whole job. So it's definitely something that I'd like to do more of.
That's cool. Do you think about it much when you get up on stage, like as far as what you wear or how you're sort of expressing
Oh,
yourself?
yeah, for sure. Fashion is also like one of my favorite things about this job. And like something that I definitely think about every single time I step on stage.
What's your sort of favorite outfit to wear on stage that makes you feel like, this is me and this is me at my best?
Well, it changes every time. Like that's kind of what I pride myself on. Like you'll never see me in the same outfit twice.
That's cool. So are there any dates you can confirm for summer, or are you still working it all out?
Working out most of it, but I have a New Year's Eve show in Nelson and a couple others that I can't disclose yet, but it's really exciting.
Oh, that's cool. We can watch the space. Okay, so a couple more questions for you. You're 17 now. Where do you want to be in 10 years or 20 years? What are your ambitions?
See, I'm a very, very ambitious person.
I can
And I'm
tell.
also like, I'm a very strong believer of like manifestation because when I was 12, when I won Smoke-Free Tangata Beats, I had this question asked to me. They were like, where do you want to be in 5 years' time? And I was like, in 5 years' time, I'll be 17 and I want to be signed to a record label. And funnily enough, I signed to a record label this year and I turned 17 in April.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that was really crazy. And so when I was in America, I spent a couple of days in LA and we went to the Walk of Fame and I took a photo of like one of the empty stars and I went on CapCut and I like edited like my name onto it. So now I'm gonna like print that up and put that on my wall. And that's like one of my biggest ambitions.
Amazing. We love CapCut. Any other, like, do you want to play any big festivals? Do you want to collaborate with anyone special? What's on your wish list?
I would love to play like Coachella or like Rolling Loud. Those, yeah, I would love to actually just even go to those. But yeah, particularly play at those. I would love to be able to like collaborate with different Afrobeats artists. Like mainly, I think like one of my favorites is like Rema or like Burna Boy or like Victoria Monet as well. So many, and then obviously like a Grammy that's on the bucket list.
Obviously. I mean, it
Obviously.
has to be.
Yeah, I mean like there's so much to like dream of.
Yeah, and you're only just getting started, which is a really exciting thing. That's so cool. Locally, who do you look up to as far as artists go?
Locally. I mean we have some really amazing artists locally. I think someone who I really love is Teeks.
Yes.
Yeah, love his stuff.
He's so
And
nice.
yeah. So like soothing.
Yes.
And who else? We've got like Jess B, she's really cool. Or like Chai. I really like
Yes.
her music. And just her as a person. And who else? Like Juju Lips. She's a hip hop artist. And yeah, I mean, there's so many artists and there's so many up and coming artists too, which I think is really cool. And I think it's such a like supportive environment and everyone knows everyone and everyone's just rooting for everyone else.
Yeah, it's nice, hey? It's a real community.
It really is.
Sounds like you're in the mix in a really good way. Shall we, before we sign off, shall we listen to Part of Me? Yeah,
Yeah,
I
let's go
reckon.
for it.
Yeah, and good luck in London. And yeah, so the EP is out today. Where can people get it?
You can stream it on Apple Music, Spotify, any DSP. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Amazing. Oh, thank you, Mani J. It's so good talking
Thanks for
to you.
having me.
And yeah, good luck. It's really exciting.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
I've never had.